This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are new rules for college sports that let student athletes make money off their own brand for the first time. In Colorado, that's a bigger change for some schools than for others. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The University of Colorado has been right at the table with these so-called name, image, and likeness discussions for years. CU Athletic Director Rick George was appointed to the NCAA's working group on the topic in 2019. Not long after, CU launched this sort of pilot campaign called Buffs with a Brand. It helped athletes work through hypothetical branding scenarios with an eye toward their post-college career.
So they created a fictitious clothing brand or whatever they would want to eventually do in their life.
That's Abby Shea, the Associate Director for Compliance in the CU Athletics Department. Now, as you might expect, Buffs with a Brand has now quickly shifted to being a very practical thing. The Supreme Court ruled student athletes could be paid, and the NCAA followed suit. The CU program is optional for these young athletes, but it's intended to help them navigate this tricky new landscape. What kind of sponsorships can I accept? What might run afoul of my other eligibility requirements? What sort of sponsorships might I want to avoid?
If you have aspirations to go pro in your sport, what do your actions right now, how do they affect that?
Shea says CU will be using Buffs with a Brand as part of their recruitment efforts to show the school takes these new sponsorship rules seriously. For most athletes, though, sponsorships will likely be small perks on top of what they're already getting for playing a sport.
You can eat free at my restaurant if you post Instagrams about our Wednesday deals.
Or we'll give you running shoes if you sign autographs at our local running store, that kind of thing.
I don't think it's going to be world-changing when it comes to collegiate athletics.
Meanwhile, over at the U.S. Air Force Academy, the new rules change nothing for cadets. Their military contracts already prohibit sponsorships. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Baseball's All-Star Game is coming to Denver, and downtown businesses are ready to play ball. And that is ahead in just a few minutes this morning. I'm Mike Lamp, and thank you for listening on this Friday. It's Morning Edition on CPR News.